USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We have breaking news this hour. The Bureau of Labor Statistics is reporting the U.S. economy added 943,000 jobs in July, and the unemployment rate fell to 5.4%. This is good news for the most part, but economist Steve Moore on Fox News has some things we need to watch out for.
I do worry about whether this the government reaction to the Delta variant is going to shut things down again. I hope I'm wrong about that, but we are seeing, you know, delays now in school openings and more restrictions on stores. And the other thing is, I'm a little bit more worried about inflation. I do see it, and I think it's getting worse, not better. And even though we got really good wage data, the inflation rate is running ahead of the higher wages, which means people's real purchasing power is declining.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friends. We are USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. Let's eat.
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Spring Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off PistolPete'sJerky.com. And place your order today.
There's good things and bad in the bipartisan infrastructure bill that will be revisited by lawmakers on Saturday. One thing's for sure, it's very expensive. Tim Berg reports.
The Congressional Budget Office released an analysis of the Senate's bipartisan infrastructure bill on Thursday. They found that the measure would increase the federal deficit by $256 billion over a 10-year period. Senate Democrats are also working on a $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation human infrastructure package, and Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, assures us that that reconciliation package won't have any support from Republicans.
If our colleagues want to ram through yet another reckless taxing and spending spree without our input, if they want all this spending and debt to be their signature legacy, they should leap at the chance to own every bit of it.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The CDC eviction moratorium was declared unconstitutional by the Supreme Court of the United States. The reason the highest court didn't remove the policy is because it was expiring at the end of July. Now that the CDC has extended the moratorium, constitutional scholars like Jonathan Turley on Fox News says the Biden administration is trampling the Constitution of the United States.
This is really breathtaking in its mendacity. I mean, it's like being caught stealing a BMW and then claiming the right to steal a Lexus. I mean, the problem is not the make of the car, it's the act. It's what they're saying is, well, we'll just issue a new order. That wasn't specifically the order the Supreme Court was talking about just a few weeks ago. The court made perfectly clear that this is unconstitutional. The only reason that they didn't strike down the order is because it was expiring. Now, Tribe and I are not particularly fond of each other, but It often seems like when the Democrats want to lead foot the law, the light is always green at the corner of Tribe and Constitution Avenue. I mean, you can have disagreements as we have in the past. We can even have positions that have evolved. But this is really beyond the pale. I mean, there is no constitutional authority. And then the president came out and said the quiet part out loud and said, well, most of the experts I've talked to said that this is unconstitutional.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.